Great day, amazing human. Welcome to the Empowered in My Skin podcast, where our mission is to help 1 billion people in this world think in more empowering ways. Empowered humans, empower humans. So you are in the right spot to become a lead domino for empowerment today. My name is Inke Chi. I'm not only your host, but I am a vibrant optimist obsessed to bring you empowering content with each episode. We will be bringing you content alternating between longer episodes with featured guests and shorter episodes called Empowering Bites, where I'll be joined by my co-host, Gabby Mamone. So if you're ready, let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans. Yes, welcome to the next episode of Empowered My Skin, the podcast. Our next guest is a heart-centered warrior on a quest to light the way ahead for women as they overcome limitations, seize new opportunities, and achieve what they are called to do. She started her first business at the age of 26 with nothing more than a solution to a problem. A solution she turned into an award-winning multi-million dollar North American company. Since becoming owner and CEO of Women's Executive Network, also known as WXN, in 2015, she's embarked on a radical journey to catapult the success of professional women and their organizations. Transformation is no easy feat, but that's exactly what she's done and continues to do for herself and thousands of women, me included, partners and allies with WXN serves. She's a dominant force driving an evolution that actively lifts and emboldens professional women to realize their authentic potential through every stage of their careers. She brings that evolution to life through relevant and meaningful connections, professional and personal development, opportunity, thought leadership, allyship, recognition, and celebration. And she does this so with a dream, expanding her quest into the U.S. and next, the world. So her goal to guide others along their journey by uplifting them and illuminating the path ahead. She provides clarity and reasons in times of great challenge. She removes barriers that feel impenetrable. She ignites meaningful exchange and disrupts the status quo. Most of all, she fuels the spark in herself and others because greatness awaits those who dare to embrace the passion within. I trust that you're as excited as I am to get into this interview. You're like, going.
I'm going to take you wherever I go now. You can give me wherever I go. That is the best introduction I've ever had.
So please join me for an amazing, heartwarming welcome to our podcast guest, Sherry Stevens.
Thank you.
So you know what's so funny? As I'm reading that, I'm realizing that how much indirectly you changed my life. Yeah. I'm reading that and I'm getting emotion because I realize how much of that bio I'm reading that I'm actually experiencing and living.
Wonderful.
And I know WXN made me put on my big, so for those of you that may not know and listening, I am a WXN winner.
Top 100. Yes, you are. Candace Will's Power Women Top 100.
And wonderful. I had to put on my big girl panties for that experience. And I really did have a transformative experience. And I really, truly believe that it's a special, unique club. Mm-hmm. And honestly, every time I hear my bio read, I just stand so much taller. So I'm like 20,000 feet high, tall now.
So we're doing what we're supposed to do.
So you're doing what, right?
We're living our mission.
Right?
Living our mission. Wonderful to hear that.
I love it. So I just want to know, what has been your most empowering thought that you've had of the day so far?
My most empowering thought? Mm-hmm. Well, we released our FP 500 report yesterday, and there is still a lot of work to do. And the empowering thought was, we need to get behind a lot of these women in the organizations and really have some impact on moving things forward.
Yeah.
Right. We're only 34% on corporate boards right now in Canada. That's not good enough.
No.
Right. Only 10% are CEOs and presidents. Mm-hmm. 0.08% increase in board chairs for women. Like, it was, when I saw it, I looked at it as an opportunity. Mm-hmm. Right? I always try to look at things as opportunity. And that was really empowering to me. It was like, wow, look at all this work that we get to do, right? That we can really get into and help these women move forward, you know, within our organization and outside of our organization. So that was kind of my thing today, because like, yes, we released this report, you know, because it took months to get together. And my team has been incredible in putting it together. And it's like, yes, this was empowering. We got this out. The results aren't what we want yet, yeah. But hey, you know what? We're moving forward.
Yeah.
And that's all we can ask right now. So
it's interesting, because the first thing that comes to mind is, and it's probably a little bit born of where I feel like I am in my career right now, being, you know, especially a Black woman in technology. And still, unfortunately, like I came off this evening, all my meetings pretty much, I was like one of, you know, and so how do you, this is not even part of our questions. It's just coming in my spirit.
It's fine.
Yeah. Every time I see you, you show up and WXN is no quiet organization. What keeps you outside of your mission? Like, how do you just stay so anchored towards what you said you're going to do long after, like, you're getting these results and not where you want, like long after sort of that original vision you had of, we can do this, and seeing the progress is being made, maybe not meeting.
Yeah. I love a challenge. For one thing, I don't back down very easily. I love what I do. Mm. And I love seeing the women that have been a part of my community. And I have so many friends now from just from being the owner and CEO of WXN. Mm-hmm. Right. So I have a passion for them. I want to see them succeed. You know, I've been very blessed in my life, and you know, I've succeeded in my life. I've run my own companies, $1 million, multi-million dollar companies, right? I've fallen, I've gotten up, I've fallen again, I've gotten up. I want to be able to help and kind of shine a light, right? Like I'm of service. Mm-hmm. I consider myself a servant leader, mm-hmm. for these women, right? That's what I want to do for them, to help them through their struggles. Mm-hmm. And, to find a meaning in their life, you know, whether it's in the corporate world, maybe it's not, maybe right. It's maybe they're transitioning to another position, mm-hmm. right? Maybe they want to have their own company.
Yeah.
Or their own, maybe they want to be an entrepreneur, whatever it is. I'm here of service. That's what I'm here for, to help and guide.
So you, I don't know how long you've been doing it. I'm not going to put you on blast, but your bio says you started when you were 26. So that might have been just yesterday, because she looks phenomenal. Yeah.
Okay. What is this? She isn't hair color.
Well, some people dye gray, you know. Anyway, you look fantastic. She actually really looks fantastic. But can you share some insights on that initial challenges that you faced, and how much of those are you still facing? I'm just like,
from when I was starting my own business, yeah. I was 26. Yeah. It's a different role for me, with WXN. I feel I'm the guardian. Mm. I'm still the entrepreneur, whether I still own the business, I'm still responsible for the profit and loss. I'm still responsible for, you know, all of that. It doesn't feel that way to me. It feels like this is kind of my calling. Like, this is what I was looking for. This is my purpose. And I see it as more as I'm the protector, I'm the guardian. I sound like a superhero here. I'm the guardian, right? That's kind of overlooking and watching and protecting and overseeing and making sure that we stay on that right path, mm-hmm. right? That I'm shining that light, that I'm not only behind, mm-hmm. guiding, but I'm ahead, mm-hmm. with the spotlight, mm-hmm. right? With the light, the lantern, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. kind of leading the way. Mm-hmm. So it's a very different experience when I was an entrepreneur. Got you know, it. I was in the manufacturing industry, right? Very male dominated. Mm-hmm. So the challenges I have today
don't feel
are
the same
probably thing. The challenges my community is having, mm-hmm. right? So I've been through that, so I can impart some knowledge and some experience in how I was able to work through the male dominated industries and how I wasn't able to get financing because as a young woman, they had no faith in my abilities. Mm-hmm. Right. So I think I'm taking all those transferable skills and those those icky moments, right, that made me who I am, and helping these women, saying, okay, this is my experience. Let me share it with you so maybe you can avoid it.
Yeah. You know what I take away from what you actually said too, to anyone that's listening, I hear the difference in sort of how you describe those two scenarios. Like, the work you're doing now feels very purpose and aligned. Mm-hmm. And it's not that it's riddled, it's not that it's void of challenges, but when you're in in purpose,
yes,
it's not a fight.
Exactly.
Right? Yes. It is something that you have to overcome, that you get through. But at the end of the day, you're in your why.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And yeah. So what's the lesson that women can take from that when they are in roles that feel unnecessarily, like I almost feel like what that speaks to me is, like, there's, not that it's possible for everybody, but as much as possible, challenges can be welcome if you're in your why. And so how do you know when there's a challenge that's really in front of you, almost because it's a sign that you're not necessarily aligned with what you should be doing? How do you know the difference? Like, how can you help somebody?
Your body will tell you when you're not aligned. Mm. It will. You will feel anxious. You could feel sick to your stomach. You could have huge, anxiety issues, depression. Your body, you need to listen mm-hmm. to your body. That's what I do. Mm-hmm. So if something's not aligned for me, my body will be the first thing to tell me. I'll know right away. Mm. Now, if it's a situation where, you have no choice, where you need the money, right? You can't find anything else at that point in time. You have to work through it. Maybe you're not aligned. Maybe it's not your calling. Mm-hmm. Then you need that support behind, around you, right? Maybe it's not. Maybe it's your family. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's your friends. Maybe it's a community like WXN. Mm-hmm. Where there are other women who've been there, done that, mm-hmm. and can help you through it, mm-hmm. right? So to help you through that journey where, you go from point A where it's, you don't feel like it's your calling, but how do I get to the other side?
Yeah.
Right. What are those steps that I need to take mm-hmm. to get there so that I can be my whole person? I can be, healthy and mentally strong, and for my family and my friends, and that's how I see it.
Yeah, it's interesting because one of the things I probably a mind hack for me, like, I think our calling too is, because if I think about like how I've met you, beyond now knowing a little bit more, I just have a little bit of a sliver of understanding your story and what drives your passion, all this and the other. Like, I always say, like, when I met you, I recognized that you're a connector. You are great at connecting people. You're very kind, by the way. Like, there's a consistency to the energy and the spirit and the love and the appreciation. And I think you make everyone feel like Jennifer Gibbs. We have a conference.
Oh, I love
the
Jennifer.
Way you make Jennifer feel is, I'm like, no, that's how she makes me feel. Like. I'm like, no, I have that kind of relationship. So I think we all feel, so I would say that that's also a gifting, because not everyone can, like, it's not something you can put on. It's not something that you can, I think that is part of your purpose as well. And so I almost feel as well, though, that some of, when you're not necessarily doing the work that you're aligned to, I think call on some of those outer natural giftings that you have. Bring those to light in what you do as well, right? Like, I think that's kind of, I feel maybe some of that must have existed in your career. I'm not sure what you think about that.
For me, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm very faith-based. Mm-hmm. I'm a Christian. It guides me. Yeah. It guides me. Mm-hmm. And when I, there have been times in my life when I haven't had it, and you know pretty quickly, but Yeah, all my decisions, everything, I really try to be a faithful servant to God and ask him for his guidance in everything that I'm doing.
And guide him. I love it. So I want to help people that may not be experienced or familiar with WXN learn more about the value. Like, I work in an organization where I'm going to get them to listen to this podcast because I'm trying to get you in. I'm like, can we just get her in already? So can you talk to us a little bit about some of the key initiatives, the strategies that you've employed to help catapult like women like myself into success?
And absolutely.
Yes, please.
Absolutely. I think the most important thing, the most important achievement that we have had at WXN was changing our dynamic within the organization. When I first purchased the organization in 2016, I had a lot of our partners coming to us and saying, what are you going to do differently? And I was, at that point, I was kind of drinking from a fire hose. I don't know what you mean. What should I change? They said, well, every year, all the award winners look like you, Sherry.
Oh, that was in 2016?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. I said, okay, let me look at that. Let me see what we can do to change that, because it needs to change. We need to be very mindful of equity, diversity, and inclusion within our organization. We're leading the pack, so we need to walk the talk. Mm-hmm. Right. This cannot be about exclusivity. It has to be about inclusivity. Mm-hmm. So we set out and we started with the top 100 because it is our flagship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's our program. You know, it's like,
it's your baby. Anyway,
yeah. I can't explain it. It gives me goose pimples every time I think about it.
It's coming up. Well, it's coming up for us when we record it. Just full transparency. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, oops. Yeah.
No, I'm allowed to. I tell everyone full transparency. We're recording this in November. You're listening to the International Women's
Month. November is in March. Yeah. Released in March. Okay, I was like, oh no, did I do something wrong?
No.
So what we decided to do was there was no measurements. We didn't measure anything. So we started to measure it so we could find a benchmark. You know, so the first year we reached out to some diverse organizations and associations, right? Because they were not part of our network. And we made them more aware of what we were doing. We said, you know, do you have any women that you can nominate for these particular awards? And the first year, we came in at 16%, so 16%. And then I said, that's not good enough. It's not good enough. We need to do better. So every year since, we've kept going out and building, right? Building and building and building. And so I get really like passionate about this. And then last year we came in at 61%.
Wow.
6-1. Mm-hmm. So that is all, like, that's the underrepresented groups, mm-hmm. right? That's the women of color, indigenous, LGBTQ, women with disabilities, mm-hmm. right? It's everything. And when I look at that photo from last year, like just from a, you know, a visible,
yeah, optics. Point of view. Yeah,
it's like, oh, it's beautiful, right? It's just like a tapestry of beauty. And that is probably our number one, like for me, it's our number one achievement. It's just, our ecosystem mm-hmm. has just changed so much. Mm-hmm. Like women like you and you know, we just have, there's so many that are part of our network now.
Your family. I love it.
It's not the white girls, right?
And there's still, and you said it, there's still work to do. So where specifically, like, you think in corporate is that work? Is it about the positions that the women are occupying?
It's still underrepresented. They need to do a lot of work when it comes to especially Black women, mm-hmm. Women of color. That's still a big challenge and a gap, huge gap. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things that we're going to be working towards as well. And that's why, you know, the reason we've built up this beautiful ecosystem so that we can also help those women within our community, right? Help them advance and give them encouragement mm-hmm. to ask for that next promotion or to look to that board role. Maybe they even aren't even looking at it because mm-hmm. they just think it's not even going to happen, right? Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like giving them that confidence. think that's a big thing that our organization does is gives all women that confidence,
yeah.
right, to take that next step, whether you're an award winner or not, maybe yeah. you're a member. I think that's what it's all about, and owning their power.
Yeah.
You know, power for women is very different than men.
I have to share something with you that I think you'll love. So hold on. 1 second. Hold on.
Okay.
So when I got my award, and this is what I think your organization does. Someone else that had won the award sent me an email, it was an email. I literally took the email and framed it. And
okay.
I saved the email. And they said, first of all, good morning, Trailblazer. First, let me congratulate you on achieving a level of recognition so few in this country attain. Mm-hmm. And she says, I'm thrilled to see, because she said it to two of us. It was myself and Nakio Sute at the time. We both won the same
year. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
On the list for three reasons. One, it affirms what we all know. You are brilliant and you have been put on earth to make a positive difference. Two, it challenges stereotypes and norms and will be a catalyst for people to change their mental narrative about what a leader looks like.
Yes.
And three, there are many women out there that doubt themselves, doubt their value, view their womanness or skin tone as a liability. I'm emotional. This recognition mm-hmm. of you will serve as a transformational pivot point for some of these women. And my final two thoughts to share, she says, the stakes just got higher. You are now the example, and some will expect you to walk on water, multiply fish, only speak words of wisdom, and evade and exude positivity 24/7. That's a tall order. Some may feel disappointed. You're brilliant, and as with all humans, you're imperfect. So don't be too hard on yourselves, as you will always remain a work in progress. Lastly, it is important yep. to highlight that as great as this achievement is, you are not done.
Yep.
Please
exactly.
use WXN recognition as another stepping stone and continue to dream big, execute with precision, and own your thrive.
Oh, wow. I'm my telling, goodness.
Like,
catching that is so lovely.
You have to think about the community that you are building. So how yeah. do more organizations like get that type of message so they recognize that, yeah, they should lean in a little bit more. The diversity does matter.
Yes.
Because yes, she sent it to us because we look like her.
Yeah.
And she's trying to say that I went before you and now you are in the club, like, and it matters, right? So it just yeah. meant the world to me.
That's lovely. That is so, oh my goodness. No wonder you framed it. I would have framed it too.
Right?
And that's a nice that's a nice thing to read when you're feeling like, when you're not feeling so superhuman.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Very nice. And that's, you know, and that's, I'm hoping that's what these women feel when they do win the awards, or even yeah. when they're a part of our community.
And I think we do. Like, I think about the, and I'm going to talk to you about the network next. That's my next question about meaningful connections. Because that's, I think, one of the value adds that I've gone, like VASI, you know, VASI.
Yes.
It's so funny that yes. you know them all, right? Like, you know, all the names. yeah. So VASI and I and another winner, we're all in a chat. Idolin mm-hmm. just won this year, and I reached out to her and said, welcome to the club, right? So there's this great community. Mm-hmm. I've interviewed somebody the other day, and she was like, you're a WXN, I'm a W, yeah, yeah. And so it's just this. So let's talk about
sisterhood.
And I don't know if that was a byproduct or if it was intention, but in your role, you emphasize meaningful connections, professional development, and allyship. And so how do these elements truly contribute to your vision for empowering women? And what role do they play in the success of Women's Executive Network, like in your words?
So first of all, I think it's a place where we can come together. So whether we're doing professional development events, whether we're having our Monday mojos, you know, whether we're doing our leadership learning series, mm-hmm. it's always a place for women to come together mm-hmm. in a safe place, right, with like-minded women to have these conversations. And I think that really helps, because whether you're a CEO, whether you're, you know, or a senior manager, mm-hmm. it can be lonely mm-hmm. sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I especially know in in the corporate world, I think it can be lonely, and especially trying to navigate through all the politics.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I've never been from the corporate world, so I'm just listening.
Oh,
to these
now you deal with a lot of corporate people, though, so maybe that's really, yeah.
Exactly, right? So I'm listening, and I'm like, okay. You know, I can make some correlation from my time in the automotive industry, but it's because I've never experienced that. I've never experienced discrimination that way, right? I've never experienced racism, like those kinds of things, right? So I listen and I try to understand so that we can develop programs for this. We can develop events where we're bringing these women together that they can start talking about and building their confidence and building their power. So when they do go back to the workplace, they have the tools.
Yeah.
To not only, you know, not necessarily to do the job, but to actually, to, you know, not just to get into the way of, you know, understanding how people tick and how to, you know, how do I look at this situation and how do I react to this situation and what questions can I ask to get them to notice me more, right? How can I volunteer if I can't volunteer internally? Is there something I can do externally that will help me with my confidence and my power in leading others?
It gives them the pathways and ability to advocate.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so, so I have to ask because women are out there and like I said, it's a prestigious award. And now that I've kind of read that, who wouldn't want to be? So some may think there's things that they need to do to be a WXN. And is it like, I think more so personally, if you'd ask me, I think it's about being. And so to actually position yourself, is there any, you know, advice that you can give to women out there who are like, how do I even get into that visibility of even being considered or to even see it in myself? What would be your advice?
For the top 100 award?
Yeah, the top 100, yeah.
Okay. Well, first of all, I think I would reach out to the women who already won it.
Right. Let me hear where you're going with this.
Right? Like, what advice do you have? You know, what do you think? You know, it's a difficult question only because I'm so far removed from the vetting. I'm not even part of the vetting. We have an independent council that does that, but you know, I would just say, you know, if you've done great things in your work, if you've advanced in your work, if you've done community work as well, like it's hard to say because we had 800 nominations.
Wow. Like, what's been your biggest year? Has it continued to just grow every year or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. It's a coveted award. Right. Mm. So I also tell the women that maybe we're not given an award that, you know, don't stop.
Yeah.
Like don't get frustrated. Don't get upset. Don't get sad. Right. Like keep trying. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it's not this year. Maybe it's not even next year. Mm-hmm. Like I remember in my career, I wanted this one award and it took me 15 years to get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I kept every year, you can bet. Going back.
Yeah.
Until finally it was.
Yeah. Well, if anyone comes to me, I will be really honest with you. I got it as a complete surprise. And so that's why I think it's less about doing. It's more about being. And if I think about the nomination, I will also tell you this. The biggest gift I ever got was actually writing my nominee, like working with somebody. I had the blessing of being nominated by TD. So they put a team behind me.
Yeah.
But I had to show up. And I remember at first I was like so nervous. That's why I said you guys like WXN changed my life because I went from this shy person right? But you get
really?
Shy.
Really? Come on. Yeah, no way.
Shy when you have to talk about yourself, right? Like I was just doing life and I wasn't necessarily self-promoting or anything like that. And I had to put my big girl panties on and really just take a look at my portfolio and what I've done, both professionally and personally, And then all of a sudden it was sort of like, oh my God, did I mention? Oh my, and la, like, and it's, oh, yeah, you might want to.
Right. You know, it is a great experience right, to go through
it
that.
It is, right?
Yes.
And so I encourage everybody, yeah, like, don't wait, like, write your nomination letter, like, write, like, do the work, nominate yourself and be proud of, like, I love what you said, like, go every year and every year celebrate the achievements that you've had since the last year you wrote your nomination. Yeah. And trust me.
Yeah, like, don't get down on yourself. I mean, yeah. Yeah, just go back and look at your nomination. Powerful. I mean, yeah. I won in 2007 and 2008, and that was, I still remember, it was a great experience just going through the nomination process. Right? And then I did it again a couple more times, but I didn't win. So, but I have the company now.
Yeah, now you have the company. So you have the biggest win on the planet.
I'm the ultimate winner.
You have the biggest win on the planet. I love it. So I'm going to take you through some rapid thrivers. Sure. When you think of someone who empowers you, who comes first to mind and why?
My mom. She's 94 years young. And I think, ooh, did you meet her last year?
No.
You'll meet her this year.
I was going to say, I'll meet her. Yes. Yeah, so to everyone knows, by March, I will be able to let you know what my experience. I will be talking about it because I actually have an episode on nomination letters in March. So I will be sharing about my experience, yes, but I will meet her mom. So I'll let you know how that was.
Yes, hands down, my mom. Very resilient lady.
I love it. I can't wait. I'm going to tell her. What's her name?
Violet.
Violet. Okay. What is an app that helps you with your thrive or empower, or you feel empowered using?
Pray.com.
Ooh, I don't know that one. Oh, I'm going to check it out. I use the daily, Bible app, but I'm sorry, the Bible app, the YouVersion. Daily activity that empowers you.
Working with my team. Mm.
Connection.
Just like creating, like we create ideas, right? We flow back and forth. Yeah.
I love that. A book. That helps. That,
book?
Yeah, in your career, in your life.
My favorite book is The 5 a.m. Club by Robin Sharma.
Hey, so you're up at 5? If I text you, 5 a.m.
I try, yes, I try. 6, like 5:36 for sure, but yeah, okay, the 5 a.m.
Okay, but it's a really good book. It's a really good book.
I love it.
And I have to ask you one question, last question. What is one misconception that people have of you as they see you? Like, you know, well-networked, CEO, running this amazing multi-dollar company.
They probably think I'm an extrovert. And I'm not. I'm an introvert.
Don't tell me you're shy.
I'm shy. See?
So how do you overcome it? Because what you're doing, you're not behind the shadows.
No, but it takes a lot. Mm. It takes a lot for me to get out there.
So after the gala, like, you have to unwind.
I'm done. You're done. Like, I'm done.
I love that. This is going to be great. You're giving me material.
Oh, great.
Oh, this is going to be so much fun. I love you. I love you, Matt. And I'm going to tell too. Jennifer Gibbs, like, I think I just interviewed her, by the way, just so you know, like, I got that on you. But where do we find more of you online, Sherry?
Mm-hmm. At wxnetwork.com.
Okay.
Yep.
And anything coming up International Women's Month that we should know about?
There is, but I can't tell you because then I'd have to kill you. So, okay. Yeah.
and I want to MC. I want to MC the gala.
Oh, there's so much. Like, next year we're gonna. I can't.
It's gonna explode. Okay. Okay.
Like, it's gonna blow it up.
Okay. We will save the link to your website and then everyone can go there. And as a final question, this podcast is called Empowered in My Skin. And I'd love to know what that means to you.
Empowered in My Skin, to me, it means that every day I get up and I try to be the best version of me. Mm. And even when I don't, even when I fall down, mm-hmm. I remember the things that I've done that have lifted others or encouraged others or given others confidence. And that gives me my little boost to continue and to feel empowered because of the power that I give others, right? It's reciprocated.
I love that. You know, and if I can, Your name is spoken in a lot of circles that I know that I'm in, you know, with other fellow WXN women. And you do that. You do that for all of us. So on those days, you can call Nash, you can call NKC's name, you can call Eidolon, you can call Vassy, you can call Claudette, you can call Naki. Like, there's so many names you can call. Because one of us on that day is your soldier. Like, we're your warrior out there and doing better because of you. So just know that there's thousands of us.
Yes, and that gives me goose pimples again. Thank you. And it makes me feel better, right? Because sometimes it's lonely. It feels lonely sometimes. So thank you.
I get that.
Thank you for that.
We're just these minions of WXNers walking.
I love it.
I love it, right? You should get a shirt. I'm a WXN minion. You should. I'm telling you. It'd be awesome. You should. I think I just came up with something for the store.
I need a store.
So to everyone that's listening, I trust, hey, ladies, if you're not out there and you haven't checked out WXN, really click on the link in the show notes and check out this organization. Honestly, there's programs, there's connections, there's social media, but get involved and nominate yourself, man. Nominate yourself. Yes. You deserve to be nominated.
And keep doing it. Keep doing it.
Yes. Yeah.
Don't give up.
Yes. And so this is where I say we're out. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you have it. I trust you are feeling more empowered in your skin. As the late Dr. Maya Angelou said, when you get, you give. When you learn, you teach. So it would mean so much for us at EIMS if you would share this episode and tag us or teach an insight that you took from today's episode on your socials and tag us. Feel free to leave us a review over at iTunes and follow us on social media at Empowered in My Skin. Finally, remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode. See you soon.